Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 2. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast-forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you always missing some shit. Okay. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. How y'all doing today? Look, I first want to just get out the fucking gate and say this shit. Thank you. Like, earlier this month, I dropped my song, which is an interlude that's going to be on an upcoming EP called The Cutting Season. And through all the hiccups, through all the uploading, etc., wow, y'all played my shit. And y'all played the fuck out of my shit. And I just really want to just take the time, the space, just to say thank you. Because literally without you guys, I would have never hit the plays I did. And for those of you that are living under a rock, currently right now on Spotify, this song is sitting at 7,600 plus plays, all right? And I just checked too, your girl's sitting at 730 something followers, over 1,400 monthly listeners, okay, on fucking Spotify. On iTunes, your girl's almost still close to breaking the 4,500 point, all right? I just wanna thank y'all. And I had to throw stats out there. I'm sorry. I just have to brag because this shit is unfucking believable. Unbelievable. Nah, dead ass. Thank you guys so much. Now, originally I had another episode planned and I'm gonna drop that episode on a different day and time. At first I wanted this episode to be like a clear the air, but I was like, nah, I think this is a really good episode just to fucking use to rant. Now, I've been bringing you guys countdowns, breakdowns, etc. But again, as always, going back to my roots of how I started my podcast, I usually do a lot of rants as well. So today is a rant. As you can see from today's title of the episode, it is called All Hustle, No Luck. And I feel like this rant is probably for not only me, but for any other person on this planet who is out here fucking grinding. And then when you out here, you do something that sticks, something that makes sense, right? Something that helps you level up. You always gonna come across people who look at you like you got lucky or treat you like you're not supposed to have it. So this episode right here is a motherfucking read and a message to all my motherfuckers out there who's sitting here day in and day out, who's been building shit from the ground up, who's been working endless nights just to get to a place where they are right now. This is for you today. Before we get into this rant today, if you are new to this podcast platform here, or if you need a reminder, these are my thoughts and sentiments, so it ain't always going to stick and resonate with everybody, and that's okay. Feel free to leave a voice note if you want to on Anchor. Ain't no customer service in this bitch, but I'll listen. Of course, too, if you want to hit me on Snapchat or IG as well, too, whatever platform you follow me on, feel free again to drop a note. Your girl will listen. Trust me. So let's get into this. And it's kind of crazy because I started this episode today as a IG rant and then I deleted it because I was like, yo. And I mean, this might sound cocky as fuck and I don't give a fuck, but I was like, yo, I'm not putting this shit out here for free because I get paid on my podcast. So I said, I might as well use my motherfucking platform and let motherfuckers press play in this bitch. And I might as well go make my bag off this rant. So here we go. No more rants for free in this motherfucker. The price went up. Moving on. So as y'all know, as I mentioned earlier and thanking all my listeners, earlier this month, I dropped my song. And honestly and truly, I'm going to go through and I'm going to give this breakdown because I do feel like it's needed, because I've gotten a few messages here and there with people expressing some form of jealousy or hate to the extent of me being this quote unquote rapper. So I thought for the people in the back, I thought I'd bless you motherfuckers with this rant or breakdown on how this so-called crossover happened. Now, for my true fans, I feel like y'all definitely understand and y'all know my journey. But for the newbies, I'm gonna need you motherfuckers to grab a pen and a paper because I'm about to drop you motherfuckers some gems. Okay, take notes. Let's get into it. During COVID, I took advantage of sitting the fuck down. I don't know what anybody else was doing because I don't care. But your girl sat the fuck down. And in sitting down, I actually thought of different ways to reinvent my podcast. And you guys are actually going to see this in season 3 currently. I promise you. With that said, one day while I was brainstorming, I actually had came up with an episode idea where I was like, what if I broke down the different types of male hoes? And it actually was inspired by a kickback that happened pre-COVID when I went through all the males in the room and I described the type of hoes that I thought they were. So when I was brainstorming this episode, I was like, yo, what if I just flip this shit to IG? Because again, if you really follow my podcast, you know that a lot of my topics always circle back to social media. So once the episode got recorded, I felt like I needed to do something different. I mean, we in COVID. I mean, I've been having fun with all my little posts that I was doing in COVID on lockdown. And I was like, yo, like, what can I do? So one day I remember I was driving to get soup on God. And I was like on my fifth soup run when No Pigeons played on my rotation. And I was like, yo, what if I flip this shit? It never even crossed my mind like to be a rapper or to do anything with rapping, but for some reason it just made sense. I was like, yo, I want to give them something different. We on lockdown. I feel like, no shade, all the podcast people are recording the same shit, and there's nothing wrong with that. You understand? Because I get what the platforms are used for. But for me, I'm always about bringing real shit and entertainment for my listeners. So with all those things said, that's how I came about with dropping No IG Niggas. And I got a lot of good feedback from that song, and it really, really sparked an interest in me in saying, yo, maybe I could flip more songs and keep treating my listeners to songs that apply to these episodes. It gives them something to listen to. It gives them entertainment. And more importantly, again, they get the message. So I started brainstorming more flips, and I started developing like a list of songs with episodes that I said, you know what, I'm gonna put them out for season 3 because I already had a lineup set up for season 2. So I was like, oh, this is not gonna fit in this thing. Let's save it for season 3. So at that point, I already had season 3 planned out, and it was already called Cutting Season. For me though, in creating Cutting Season, I knew coming into season 3, I wanted to create essentially a quote unquote era. So Cutting Season for this entire season 3 is literally gonna be a lot of episodes focusing on that. Types of motherfuckers we need to cut away. In that though, I'm like, yo, I wanna still be entertaining. Over the summer, I ended up doing a song with Belair. He's actually been on a couple of my episodes. And the song was funny. Honestly, it's so short. It was like, oh, that's an interlude. But to be real with y'all, like, I had no intent of even putting that song to apply with Cutting Season. It wasn't until it was time to finally drop season 3, like when I was gearing up for it, that I was like, yo, this song works, especially for the episode that was gonna be premiering with it. So over the summer when I created that song, I got on IG and I was joking like, yo, I'm about to be a rapper, low-key manifesting shit. Again, just saying, yo, I'm gonna be a rapper. I felt mad fucking. I was feeling myself. I'm like, yo, I did this song. This shit sound fucking fire. It's fucking funny. Fuck it. So again, once I knew season 3 was dropping, boom, I was like, yo, let's drop the song. That's it. So let's get one thing clear here. I am not a rapper. I actually like to call myself a podcast rapper because I am creating music for my podcast. So some people have voiced opinions and even shaded me because they think me crossing over into a lane of music, I'm kind of treating it like a joke. And look, I want to first be clear here. Anything I set my mind to is never a joke. Anything I apply pressure to, never a joke. And anything I put the pen to the paper to, never a joke. I just know how to have fun. See, for me, creating means art, and art is fun. I understand this though, and I want to be clear. I understand that there have been people in the music industry who take this lane super serious. They are very dedicated. Me stepping into this lane is in no way, shape, or form in a way to disrespect the artistry of music. If anything, on my podcast that I can speak for, at least for me, I've done nothing but big up artists 25/8 on their craft, supporting them on and offline. But I really do feel like some motherfuckers on this planet is very confused. For starters, before I stepped into this lane, let's educate y'all. Music, as of late, has been a fucking joke. Have you seen the rosters of our potential legends that motherfucking society is claiming? So before somebody comes to accuse me of making fun of a craft, AKA music, y'all motherfuckers need to check the scorebook. It been that, a joke. Mumble rappers, triple rappers, comedic rappers, rappers that turned into auto-tune singers, you fucking name it, it been a joke. And I didn't need to step into this motherfucking lane to showcase what's already been known. Okay, check your facts, boo. That's one. Two, I read a motherfucking comment that somebody said, I'm getting clout off of plays because I'm being funny. You're wrong again. I'm getting motherfucking plays off my own clout that I built for fucking 2 years. See, here's the thing though. I've been low key about my podcast because when I stepped into this platform, it was a way for me to release and for me to be me, judgment free. I do this shit out of love. And motherfuckers who've been here can attest that, for starters, my podcast didn't even have a fucking name for almost 6 months. And then once I did and I started to show more of myself and I was stepping into that energy, it paid off. I landed on the motherfucking iTunes chart not once, but twice. Twice in 9 fucking months it took me. All that shit I did was hustle, no fucking luck. So I'm gonna need all you motherfuckers to respect my shit. The reality of this is that my motherfucking podcast cashes out. Do I need to promote that shit to you motherfuckers? No. Do I need to exploit my numbers to you motherfuckers? No. Why? Because I do this shit out of love. I spend time and energy hitting my motherfucking listeners back. I give advice. I make them feel seen. So my question to you motherfuckers is that, did you really think that if I didn't drop a project outside of my podcast that my fucking tribe wouldn't support me? My listeners, Ben had me heavy on rotation. Ben there to play my shit, share my shit with not a motherfucker who claimed to fucking fuck with me heavy. Family, friend, whatever. Always. So what pisses me off is that motherfuckers look at your level of success and they don't even know what you've been doing behind the scenes. And they're so quick to fucking sit there and compare themselves to you. And then they like to sit there and look down on you like you ain't even built this shit. And it's like, numbers don't fucking lie. Where did the numbers come from? Where? Like I said, I've been cashing out on my shit. The reality is this, yo. Yo, the amount of marketing I did this month for my song, you motherfuckers are so clueless. So please, for the motherfuckers who are trying to get their numbers up, get a pen and a paper. Here's what I did, step by step. I let my listeners in. I let them see my creative process, okay? 2, when I dropped my song, I encourage them to listen. 3, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. You know what really took my shit off? And this is the shit that you just can't fucking buy or make or create unless you build it, is I put it on my fucking podcast. And that's on everything. I dropped the episode the day that it went live on Spotify with the links. And that listening base been created 1.5 years ago. So again, market yourself. Put yourself out there. And don't worry about me and my numbers, because we good on this side. But again, I market my shit. Everything I put up was about my song. I reposted motherfuckers. I thanked them individually, all of that. And then I dropped the TikTok video. I gave them a sneak peek. I was like, yo, let's get us to 6,000. They couldn't do it right away. Started dropping more sneak peeks. I was like, yo, we need to get to 6,000. And then boom, went over 6,000. I dropped the full video and that shit took me off to another 1,100 fucking plays. And that's all off the strength of me. So I just want to be real clear about that. It's not because I'm being funny. It's not because I think that this industry is a joke, even though it is. It's about the fact that I spent 2 fucking years building my shit from the ground up. Niggas fuck with me because of me, period. And that's just on anything. So I don't appreciate people coming in trying to discredit me. Like I said, yes, that's your lane. That's your industry. That's cool. That's for you. That's okay. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about me. But I'm not gonna sit here and let nobody try to play me like a bitch hasn't been fucking hustling. No. Never. So y'all gonna respect my shit on everything. And I think my numbers don't lie. And my numbers is what it is. And I'm just glad, you know what? Now motherfuckers can see, oh yeah, this is where my valuation is at. So get yours up. Instead of you being mad at my valuation, get your shit up. Or how about just fucking hit me and be like, yo, how did you do that? Can you tell me? Or can you put me on? I'm always willing and able. You can ask anybody. I'm always and willing and able to help another motherfucker out. I'm not like that. At the end of the day, if I could put somebody on, I could put them on. That's nothing to me. Because I feel like this, at the end of the day, we all gonna win. I don't vibrate that way. But I'm not gonna sit here and let nobody try to discredit me. Because I know exactly what I work towards. I know exactly who fucks with me. And y'all just mad because now y'all all get to see who fuck with me. Get your shit up. That's personal. The reality is that the problem with comparison is not that it's the thief of joy. It's the fact that it forces motherfuckers to look within to analyze where they fall short. And that's your problem. That's a you fucking problem. Yeah, this is my lane, my journey, but if you so busy worrying about my shit, you're clearly doing it wrong. Worry about your own shit. So at that, respect my shit. Respect my hustle. That's that. Okay, moving fucking on. Here's the gem though here. I think people need to realize, though, that the beauty in creating is that it's game for anybody. I never claim to be no originator in comedic rap. I'm just a creator who's out here enjoying the beauty of creating. As a podcaster, I can only speak of the energy it takes to creating an episode. Now that I've explored music, I now understand the energy it takes for that. But I don't know what planet you hating hoes live on to think that I can't cross over. You know how many rappers and singers wake up one day and they buy a $10 mic and they start a fucking podcast? This lane is so oversaturated as fuck, and motherfuckers that are in the podcast world, they're not even fucking mad. Nobody's mad at you motherfuckers that decide to roll out of bed one day because y'all rappers and shit and y'all trying to figure out another fucking stream of revenue and y'all buy y'all little fucking $10 mic. Nobody's mad at you motherfuckers out here talking about a bunch of nothing. Nobody. Nobody give a fuck. So why the fuck are y'all mad about me doing music? The point I'm trying to get at is that at the end of the day, do what you love out of love and stop watching me. Stop watching other people. Watching me ain't gonna build you up. It isn't. You spending all that time and energy worrying and watching what I'm doing when you could apply that shit to your shit. Stop being a fucking hater. In the end, I'm just trying to make a point that we need to focus on our own gifts, our own lane. Yes, we are gonna come across people in similar categories to us, similar lanes to us. But again, your journey is for you. And the more and more time you spend being fixated on what another person is doing in the same category as you, is the less time you apply that motherfucking energy to you, okay? My biggest thing overall that I want people to understand here is that I didn't roll out of bed and said, let me make a podcast. I was building towards this without even knowing it. And true day ones, on God, know this shit. Almost 4 years ago to date, I jumped on Snapchat and I became a whole personality. I used to do all these little rants on Snapchat. And it wasn't until to date, and I still talk to this person to date. Big shout out to Jay. Jay planted this seed literally to me almost 3 years ago. He was like, yo, you need a podcast. The way you get on Snapchat, the way you go off on people, the way you drag them, the things you preach about, you need a podcast. And I was like, what the fuck is a podcast? And from that point on, I was like, I'm good. Then after I lost my mother and I wanted to channel my grief because I was going through a lot of other issues in my life, I wanted to channel my grief, my pain, I was like, let me look at this podcast. And believe it or not, I started with my motherfucking Apple headphones, okay? If you ever played episode 1 from season 1, that shit was recorded on my iPhone, okay, today. And then the next 3 other episodes was recorded on my fucking iPhone. And once I felt like, damn, okay, I can maybe do this shit, I see what he was talking about, I bought a mic, recorded in my closet. And I think the moral of this story that I'm trying to get across is that don't be so quick to judge motherfuckers and look at their success and look down on them or think they got lucky. Like, no, this is all hustle. Hustle. I've been building this momentum for a minute now before it even was a real fucking idea to even fucking put the mic on. So respect my shit. And the thing is like, yes, I'm having fun with this music. Yes, I understand the work it takes for these artists to get on these platforms to create these songs. Yes, I get it. Because the same energy you've been putting into music is what I put into my podcast. Again, what I do outside of my podcast will always be an extension of my podcast. And that's the parts that I need people to understand. This isn't just me trying to branch into a lane and I'm getting clout because I'm lucky, or I'm getting clout because, oh, I'm just making it funny, or I'm getting clout because I'm a woman. No, this is some shit that I've been building on for a minute now. And just because now you heard of me, don't think motherfuckers ain't been here about me. You just got put on. You feel me? Niggas is coming in, stepping into the fourth quarter of a championship game, and motherfuckers not even realizing, like, niggas been had a fucking ring. And not one, but two. So, what's your problem? For real. At the end of the day, respect my fucking hustle. And I'm stressing it. And everybody that listens to my podcast, they know this is not even me. Like, I'm not even one to sit here and vocalize on what I do and what numbers I produce, etc. None of that. This is honestly news to everybody. Anybody that's listening to this episode right now, I can bet is like, yo, what? She's in her bag? Yeah, because I'm not going to sit here and have anybody try to, like I said, discredit me, play me, or try to undermine me on some shit like, yo, like, oh, I got to come up. Nah, I made my come up. That's the difference. And it showcases in other parts of my life. I just want to sit here and speak for myself and other people because I know for a fact that there's other motherfuckers on this planet who are going through the same thing. Where because they know how to apply pressure, they know how to sit there, put the pen to the paper, that other motherfuckers who've been sitting there working at it, but they ain't really working at it, they looking at them like they real fucking mad because their shit ain't taking off, but it's like, you're not even applying the pressure. That's not our problem. See, on the winning team, we work, we hustle, we don't stop. Y'all motherfuckers be out here fucking half-assing things. Y'all motherfuckers out here not even giving 100%, but then you want 100%. What? No. I definitely want to give a big shout out though, deadass, to people who do the work, who do the hustle. Because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, stop trying to discredit motherfuckers. Stop. Because shit ain't aligning for you, this is an opportunity for you to take a step back and say, all right, this shit ain't been working out. What can I do different? Not, oh, you out here doing this, this, and this, and this, so let me be a hater. And on everything, you can suck my dick respectfully. Okay? I'm pretty sure everybody feel like that. I know, I be wilding, y'all. I thank y'all for letting me be in my bag. Like, I had to because, like, that shit just blows my mind, like, how you could sit here, like, and go through this journey, son, and really put the fucking work in. And the funny shit about my story is like, I'm putting in the work and I don't even know it's work. Why? Because I love what I do. And to see, like, my whole journey, my process, and see how it's flourished, like, I'm grateful. And I understand that, you know, when things happen, people are going to have opinions. I understand that. This is not the first time I've ever dealt with opinions. Y'all already know I've dropped some real controversy episodes where I've been dragged. I mean, I can take it, but niggas is gonna respect my name. That's one thing. I built this reputation. I know for a fact what my numbers are. I know what I've been cashing out on. And I know for a fact, like, we're not gonna play me because I'm some pretty face or because y'all think y'all know who I know or because y'all think I just gotta come up or I got lucky. No, y'all gonna respect my name. I worked hard for this name. And I've done everything in my power to keep and maintain this name. So y'all gonna respect my shit, period. I'm just fucking grateful. I'm grateful, forever grateful. Like, my podcast has truly, like, truly been my outlet to things. And even when I've taken breaks, even when I felt like, damn, I don't know if I could keep going because of my own things that I'm going on in my own life. Like, I get these messages from some people like, yo, I got notifications on that and drop it. And I'd be like, it's coming. And that's just like my mini reminder, like, yo, you gotta do an episode. You gotta drop something. Like, there's people out here with their headphones plugged in waiting, basically, you know what I mean? Or in their car. And it's like, you gotta do it. You gotta keep moving forward. And that's why I do it. I do it out of love. So yeah, respect my fucking name. All right. Anyway. I thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. I thank you guys so much for practicing your patience, some of y'all, because I heard some of the voice notes. And I don't appreciate somebody calling me out for being inconsistent. You're right, I am inconsistent. But it is motherfucking a hard season, okay? It's a hard fucking season. A girl's out here trying to do remote learning, work, and still have time for herself. And to be honest with y'all, I am fucking doing music for y'all. And I've been really, really just trying to, like, go ahead and create. So, like I said, I definitely appreciate it. Like, the fact that y'all patient, the fact that y'all still press play, share my shit, all that stuff, and even fuck with shit that I do outside of this. Definitely a lot of gratitude. I'm trying my best to work on shit, on being more consistent with dropping more episodes and shit. But I do appreciate the fact that even through that, y'all motherfuckers still see I'm human. Y'all just be like, come on, sis, we need this shit. I get it. I'm trying. I'm working on to get into I will do and shit. I really am, because I have so many ideas and shit. But honestly, like I said, I just been really caught up with the music and shit. But anyway, I definitely appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen to today's episode. I really do hope that maybe this episode reaches some of the weirdos, but more importantly, some of the people who are out here, again, hustling with no luck, just out here straight hustling, because at the end of the day, baby, we winning in this bitch. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Please continue to motherfucking stream In My Bag. And The Cutting Season EP, baby, is dropping November 20th. So you better get motherfucking ready, because I'm ready. I'll catch you guys in the next one.